Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Pei Hei of Masechet Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the discussion regarding Kalev Shaladim. A person acquires an item placed in his utensil because the utensil is Rishusa, his domain, like a chatzar, a yard. Kalev Shaladim Kainele B'chol Malkim Chutz Mishasarab. A utensil can acquire for its owner only if he has permission to put his utensil in this area, such as in a simta, a semi-public area, chatzar shel shneim, a shared yard, or even mishus meicher, the seller's yard, with his permission. But a utensil cannot acquire for its owner if he has no permission to put his kli in this area, such as in the rishus harabim, the public domain, or in the chatzar she'eino shel shneim, a yard that belongs to a third person. The braisa of arba midas b'meicher. There are four ways in which a buyer can acquire an item, which depends on who owns the utensil that contains the item and in whose property the utensil was situated. The question of kelev shalakech b'shus meicher kan lekech eloi. Can the buyer's utensil acquire for him when the utensil is in the seller's domain or not? As Rashbam explains, perhaps kan lekech because azlina b'asur kli b'lebotel etzel rishus shehu b'teichai. The utensil can acquire for the lekech because we consider only the utensil that contains the produce and the kli is considered its own entity, but not a part of the seller's domain. Or loikon lekech because as linam basa rishus v'hakli batel gabehi rishus. The utensil cannot acquire for the lekech because we consider only the seller's domain that contains both the utensil and the produce, and the kli is merely a part of the seller's domain.